Chapter 15. What did you learn from your mother? Robert's response.
My mom was the most loving person in my life. As a young boy, I used to get angry at her for hugging all of my friends. I would say, "Mom, stop hugging us." Today, I wish she was around so I could hug her once more. My mom died at the young age of 48. She was born with a weak heart. On top of that, she had rheumatic fever as a child, which left her even weaker. Maybe that is why she was so very loving. She cherished every day she was alive, because as a registered nurse, she probably knew she did not have long to live. My wife, Kim, is very much like my mom. While they do not look alike, they have the same spirit. When I first saw Kim, it was her stunning beauty that attracted me to her. She would not go out with me for 6 months, but finally, on our first date, I knew I had met the woman of my dreams because Kim had the same heartfelt warmth as my mom. We have been together almost every day since that day in 1984. I was in the Marine Corps when my mom died. I was stationed at Pensacola, Florida, going through Navy flight school when my dad called to tell me my mom had passed away. At the funeral, I experienced a grief I didn't know was possible. My dad, who, as I said, was a giant of a man, collapsed in tears. It took all three of us kids to hold him and us together. A few years later, I was in Vietnam. I had flown a Marine Corps general into a remote village where the United States was planning what turned out to be a last-ditch effort, a defensive against North Vietnam. The enemy was staging a major offensive across the DMZ. We were supposed to stop them the moment they headed south. We knew the war was over and that we had lost. My crew had gone into the village to get some food and to shop for souvenirs. I stayed with the helicopter parked on the edge of a grass field. Suddenly, a group of young Vietnamese boys showed up and began climbing in and out of the helicopter. I rose to my feet and in English attempted to tell them to stay away. Obviously, they did not understand my English and kept going through the aircraft, as 9 to 12-year-old boys would.